Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The president will go to the Department of Veterans Affairs, where he will sign an executive order that will take serious action to fix the broken VA system through the establishment of the new VA Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, which will remove and discipline federal employees and managers who have violated the public's trust while protecting employees that speak out about wrongdoing.
And that was Sean Spicer yesterday speaking about the executive order that President Trump signed yesterday to protect whistleblowers at the VA. Joining us right now to discuss it is Representative Phil Rowe. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Dr. Rowe, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall and happy Friday.
Thanks very much, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
So we know that whistleblowers have come forward with the VA. We know there's been a lot of wrongdoing at the VA. As a physician, it's just got to break your heart to see, you know, veterans waiting for care, not getting the care and dying. And those people responsible for that not being punished in any way, shape or form. Can we look forward to maybe some people being called into account for this?
Mary, we can. First off, let me say I did some of my medical training in a VA hospital, so it is very disconcerting. I saw VA patients in practice for our local VA, which is less than a mile from my home in Johnson City, Tennessee. And for the most part, most veteran employees do a great job. They're there trying to help veterans. I absolutely believe that. I just got back a week ago from West LA and Phoenix and went through those two VAs. And of course, the Phoenix is where this scandal surfaced 3 years ago. It is egregious. Mary, it's frustrating to see some of the behavior of some of these employees and then the length of time it takes to actually bring some of this to fruition. Let me give you an example or two. We've had someone who was involved in an armed robbery that took almost a year to fire. A nurse who was intoxicated in an operating room that took a long time to get resolved. And this is what we're trying to do is shine light on this. I know what the president wants to do is expedite this so that this taints the good employees. A bad employee out there actually gives a bad reputation to very good employees. So we're working very hard, and there's actually another part to this. What the president did yesterday and Secretary Shulkin did was to set up an office in the VA to help expedite this. But we've also passed legislation out of the House, and it's now in the Senate, called the VA Accountability First Act of 2017. And it shortens the time that it takes for a disciplinary action to happen. That's what the Secretary really needs, is some legislative teeth where he can go ahead and expedite these firings.
The question that I have again with this is that it puts the people who are at the top of the VA, it puts a lot of these managers in charge of pinpointing people who are redundant and also people who have done wrongdoing. And it's in their best interest to not point that out. So I kind of question how far you're going to get with this when the people who are part of the professional political class have a vested interest in this not going forward.
Yeah, that's got to change. And the second part of that, the whistleblower protections, if it hadn't been for whistleblowers in Phoenix, we might not know to this day what's going on. So we have to protect their identity and have to protect them from retaliation from their managers. And that's a tough thing to do because they work in those environments mm-hmm. every day. But I appreciate very much as chairman of the committee. I've been on the committee 8 years I've been in Congress. And appreciate very much him stepping forward because we can't be everywhere. We rely on them to bring us these things. And as long as they know they're protected, mm-hmm. the good men and women around this country will bring those acts forward to us so we can act on them. And I'll tell you what we do. Mary, most people don't know this, but we've started on my committee of doing investigations unannounced in VAs. We'll send an investigative team out with 1 hour's notice, and we show up on the campus to investigate that when we hear things from these whistleblowers.
It would seem to me that the whistleblower protection part of this is really, really crucial, because I think in many VA installations around the country, you have people on the front line who really understand the problem and know how to fix it, but they're just afraid to say anything for fear that they're going to face retribution.
Brian, you're absolutely right. And without that protection, we won't get the critical information that we need. And what I've done is also bring some people from inside VAs outside of Washington, people that I personally know, to advise me here in Washington, D.C. It's extremely helpful to have someone who's – I've worked in that system, but it's been many, many years since I have, and you need someone who's current.
And okay, so how quickly can we turn this around? The president, by the way, tweeted out this morning that he thinks they're making tremendous progress. Would you agree?
I don't know that I would use the word tremendous. It's changing the VA is like watching a glacier move, let me tell you. It's a huge bureaucratic organization. It's going to take someone, it's going to take a secretary that can stay there more than 2 or 4 years. I believe that. And it's going to take some, it's going to take a concerted effort from the House and the Senate and the President to do this. It's an enormous, it has 360,000 employees, over 150-something medical centers, 800 outpatients, treat 7 million patients a year, veterans a year. So it is a big organization. I've worked in healthcare my entire career. I've been a physician 46 years. And so I'm excited about the opportunity, Brian, but it is a big job.
Yeah, it truly is. And I know my husband's worked in the VA as well, and he had actually thought about going into that. And when once he saw how the VA operated, he was so disillusioned, he went into private medicine. One other thing is the president allowing them to choose, expanding choice for the veterans.
Mary, I think that's critical for making the VA better. Look, I had to compete. If you were my patient, I'd seen you for 25 years, I wasn't doing the job, you could vote with your feet.
Exactly. And
we
I think
to do that for veterans.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us. This is so critical. And I think a lot of people are really glad to see some progress in this area. Keep up the good work. Representative Phil Rowe, Chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Congressman.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.